So under dense theory, we hit the end of this plateau in 2014. And sure enough, because this is bearing out his theory, spending of the effluent has dropped dramatically in the last 6 months. And by the way, you know, if you get a whole bunch of folks, right, that 20%, and they all spend $2,000 less in a year, that's a lot of money. $5,000 even more, $10,000 astronomical, $20,000 a year less, huge numbers that impact the entire fabric of American economy and world economy, because the aging populations, you can find them everywhere. I mean, this is kind of a global trend, not just an American trend. So, statistics that he quoted from Unity Marketing show that those who make $100,000 to $250,000 spend 10% less on luxury goods and services in the fourth quarter of 2014 than in the fourth quarter of 2013. The $250,000 per year income class and above, their spending dropped 17%. As he says, quote, "Don't underestimate how big of a deal this is," period. "Our economy and markets are overdue for a reality check," end quote. Very fascinating, very fascinating. And then I was reading Mike Burnick, pretty good international economist, kind of investor type. Good insights. Doesn't write a lot. But he wrote about Greece. I don't know if you know this. I mean, listen, go back and listen to my show, Greece is California, from 2 years ago. Maybe it's 2.5 years ago now. I've been talking about this European Greece, pigs, Portugal, Italy, Spain, Greece deal in Europe for years. And you don't hear anything about it, let me tell you, unless you go to the financial networks. This is a big deal, folks. This is another big deal. Greece has a 339 million euro, give or take 500 million, I'm rounding numbers, dollars, payment to the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, last Friday. They owe 1.2 billion euros to the central banks of Europe in July. Now, you know, it's kind of odd, because I can't find anywhere, and I looked before I did this show, as to whether they made that payment yesterday or not. I'm assuming they did, because otherwise our stock market probably would have been down 500 points. And how they scraped it together, who knows? They're using this whole thing as leverage, because they know what this will do, to get more concessions out of the European Union to cut austerity. Remember, a socialist government, I talked about this 6 months ago, was elected in Greece. An even further left government that they had, who wants to spend more than the last government wants to spend. For current living folks, this gets right back to my theme, okay? Because what's really happening here, let me tell you what's really happening here, okay? With the ISIS crap, with the international stuff, with Russia on the move, with Europe in decline, with the baby boomers, right? We're in charge right now, spending less, with more entitlements. Here's what's happening. We are unabashedly and despicably stealing from our children and our grandchildren and our grandchildren's grandchildren. We are stealing their liberties. We are stealing their rights. We are stealing their money. We are stealing their opportunity. We are stealing their safety so that we can feel good now. And we are aided in this, aided and abetted by the central banks, the Federal Reserve, and the government. You know how? Because they print money. Let me give you some amazing statistics here. And by the way, if Greece defaults on that billion stuff to the on that billion plus euro payment in July to the central banks, which are way more important, critical, and teetering than the IMF, hold on to your hat. We're going to keep a very close eye on that for you, even though nobody else apparently will. So where do you think all this affluence has come from, folks? Where do you think all this growth in government, 10% growth in government in the last year, 10%? And that's just the United States. Forget all the other countries. Some of them are worse. There's a really interesting piece by Bill Bonner, who I really think the world of. I've talked to, about him to you before. And I'm not going to have time to really hit it today the way I'd like to, but it's called France is a Dead Country. And what he really talks about there is France is like 20 years advanced of the United States. It has all these things going on that we've been talking about. Lack of security, aging infrastructure, aging population that's spending less, lack of opportunity. People who are in power, people who have jobs, people who have money, holding on to it for themselves rather than helping the next folks up. Or at least giving the next folks up the opportunity to make it on their own. It's all about me, 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 me. And I'm not talking about the millennials now. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about the generation after the greatest generation who got a great planet. And a great country, and unbelievable opportunities, incredible advancements from our parents that we have converted to our own use, our own selfish use. You know, we've had, we're at $18 trillion in primary national debt. We're at $120 trillion. Go back and listen to my shows from 4 years ago. Maybe a producer will get some links up for you. Maybe next week we'll put up the links for you. You should listen to them. This is something I have known that's really beginning to gel, just like some of these other dots that the lines are connecting on all sorts of other things that I've been talking about over the last 3 or 4 months. It is apparent that this debt that we are using, this is money, folks, that $18 trillion and that $120 trillion or $140 or $100, who cares? We can't pay back $150 trillion. Come on. And who the hell do you think is going to try and pay it back? Who's going to be saddled with either its collapse or its payment or its partial payment or the interest on it? Our kids, our grandkids. And where did that money go? It went into our pleasures, our lifestyles, our computers and big screen TVs and lavish houses and golf courses. And in the lower economic classes, their EBT cards. Their food stamps, their welfare. Live for today, the hell with tomorrow. Give me my money. Give me, give me, give me, give me. Give me my big TV. Give me my Mercedes. Give me my bombaphone. We should be ashamed of ourselves, particularly on this anniversary. How dare we? Since the recession, which was just an opportunity for government to expand, you do understand that, right? This was a crisis that couldn't be let go to waste. Governments across the planet expanded hugely. Just take a look at the United States. And Obama, because he believes in it, poured gasoline on it and lit it. Worldwide debt has increased $57 trillion since the financial crisis of 2008. I want you to think about that. $57 trillion in 7 years. Who's going to pay it back? You and I are going to be dead. I guess it's the folks that come after us. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Here's the scariest part of this. You know where all this so-called affluence, money velocity, and debt itself, just think about this. This will blow your mind. It's come from credit. That's right. The debt of $57 trillion has been born of the debt of credit. Government debt, the only thing which has slowed slightly in the last few years is consumer debt. It's still increasing ridiculously, but it has slowed a little bit. Government debt is increasing by 10% per year. And it's all the debt of a government is being financed by debt. The Federal Reserve prints money, which is debt, on its balance sheets that is a receivable from the government because it buys bonds, which is debt on the government's balance sheets. It's debt upon layer of debt. And it creates money. Or we think it does. And that money goes in our pockets so we can live high on the hog today and pass on layer upon layer of debt, loss of opportunity, ISIS, etc., to our kids. Do you really think that's what the men and women who stormed the beaches of Omaha, Sword, Gold, Juneau, and Utah? Who scaled the 200-foot cliffs at Point de Hoc? Who crash-landed in the Orne River? Who dangled from lamps and steeple towers and were shot by Germans in the square? A St. Mary Eglise? Or for that matter, who died in the frigid cold of the Battle of the Bulge? Do you really think that's what the hell they died for? Well, look, I think you got the point. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this next week because it ties in some other things. The lockstep movement of governments around the world to eliminate cash, because cash is something they can't control, folks, and they really, really, really want to control you and your money and your water and your energy and your food. Another lovely little thing we're passing on to our kids. We're going to talk more about that next week. We're going to talk about the Muslim Brotherhood next week, too. Because there's a developing story there that's going to impact us, which we don't have time to cover today. But I'd really like you to think about, if you would, over this weekend, the anniversary date of D-Day, just what it is we were given. The sacrifices the greatest generation made to give us what we have, what we have done with it, and what we are giving to our kids and grandkids. You know, to change course and to make sacrifice takes courage. How much courage do we have? How much courage do you have? This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Have a great week, and we'll talk at you next Saturday.